Welcome to UniJena International, the podcast of the incoming department of the International Office. Today's episode covers the topic What's Next After Studying. We're gonna talk about internships and career entry. My name is Laura Kaden. I work at the International Office in the Department for International Students, and today's guest is Verena Wilk from the Career Point of the University of Jena.
Hello.
Welcome, Verena. Would you start by telling us what the Career Point is?
Yes, of course. Thank you so much for having me here, Laura. It's a pleasure. I'm here representing the Career Point team. And yes, we're a service, a university service for all students, both bachelor's and master's, for those who are covering or challenging with applying. So applying for an internship or applying for a job or this famous job entry after studies. And yes, we're the Career Point, and a lot of universities luckily have a career service today where you can just get some advice on job entry. And I know this term of career is kind of a controversial one, because not everyone really feels like I'm starting a career. So it's just important for me to say that for us, we're a comprehensive university, and we do have, at Jena, we do have a lot of students from the humanities, from the behavioral sciences, and from the social sciences. And the Career Point is open for everyone. So whenever you think you would like to talk about your path, about what's next after studies, where can I start working, and yes, you can come, and we would be happy to give some advice.
Mm-hmm. So maybe some listeners may wonder why we're talking about what comes after university, after studying, because, I mean, we're a university podcast. And of course, studying is very interesting and hopefully also fun to do. But after all, a university program, of course, is also a professional qualification. And some students may exactly know what they want to do after university and which career path they are choosing, while maybe others don't know exactly and need some orientation while studying or even after graduation. What would you say, when is the best time or the right moment to deal with that topic of career entry?
Well, it's this idea of career entry can be even a little bit scary.
Yeah.
Because it's challenging. I remember when I was in my master's, it was always this idea of what's coming next.
Yeah.
And it's not only parents on Christmas that ask, but whenever it comes up, so it may be scary sometimes. So what helps, and that's my advice, try to study career orientedly. What does that mean? I would like to explain a bit more.
Please do that.
So the idea is to find out what could be a path that's meaningful for me. So try to reflect on yourself, reflect your experiences, and try to follow your intuition somehow. Because when you, for example, when you volunteer and you enjoy working in a student group, there are so many great student groups at university here in Jena, and where you just follow your intuition, your interests, and there you get a network, there you get, you learn which activities are great, what you like, what you don't like. And yes, some need some extrinsic motivation. Mm-hmm. So if you don't know where to start, maybe a certificate program can help. We have this career planning certificate program, and we also have the international version, like the ECTU career plan certificate, in cooperation with our partner universities. These certificate programs are a good idea because they motivate you to volunteer, participate in summer schools, in a semester abroad, in activities. And every activity, every experience may help by finding out what would I like to do later. And that's basically the idea. So yes, studying career orientedly a bit. Yes. I would also like to add that it's quite important to find out during studies if you're a scientific person or not, for example. So if you would like to pursue a career in sciences, and then our colleagues from the Graduate Academy would be happy to help. So maybe that's an option for you. Or maybe you want to become self-employed or having a startup. So we have a startup service at university for all those of you. It's like for teachers, for example, for Duff Dutz teachers. And there are questions coming up. And yes, or maybe you would like to start a corporate career in business and society. Then me and my colleagues from the Career Point are happy to help.
And you get certificates by that programs you're talking about. So it's nice to have to pimp your CV.
Yes, why not?
And what can I do if I don't have any clue, I don't know yet or not at all, what I want to do after university?
That's a tough question. There's no right or wrong, but my tip is, or what me and my colleagues, what we advise is to say, let yourself get inspired. So whenever doing your studies, you feel like this module is awesome. When I work for this, I'm in the flow. I feel great. I forget the time. I love what I'm doing. Follow your intuition. Try to focus on that. Try to deepen these experiences, maybe through an internship covering this topic. And yes, learn to reflect on your experiences. What do you like? What you don't like? And try to find out. Do internships. Work besides studies. Try to find a student job. It's all experiences where you can benefit from, sort of, for your personal development. And that's what helps for your path, for your career path after studies. But it starts right now, and it needs time. It needs time and experience. Yes.
And does the Career Point, or do you, or can you support students or people with that orientation and self-reflection you talked about?
Yes, of course. So we offer consultations. You can just come and talk with us. We have coaches that are coaching. This differs a bit from consultations because you meet the coach more often. Okay. And so you can really talk about challenges you have while concentrating, while finding your way. And you ask for help for, orientation, consultation, coaching. And we also offer a lot of talks and events, career events that you can attend to find out, for example, and that help also with applying.
Ah, okay. Sounds great. You already tackled the topic of internships a little bit. It's a great way to find maybe your passions or what interests you, what could be your path. And for a lot of students, I know that internships are obligatory in their study programs.
Yes.
So they need to do one, or maybe I just want to do one like you recommended. How can I find one then?
Yes. First of all, mandatory internships are great because you have to do an internship. And I know sometimes people, they have recognized an internship they did between bachelor's and master's, for example.
Smart.
Yes, it's kind of smart. And if you really need to finish your studies right now and the fastest possible, that's fine. But if you are in the privileged situation, in the position to take the time and the finances, of course, to do an internship again, a voluntary one or another mandatory one, then do it.
Yeah.
Because you can rely on the experiences you made doing your studies. Maybe it's 1 year later and you had some modules, some seminars that interested you a lot. So you can deal with this interest and benefit from this for looking for an internship right now, today. So today you're a totally different person than last year because you made so many other experiences. So every internship is great to find out.
Yeah, I can totally recommend as well. I did so. And for me, I think it's also really great to have with maybe social or emotional anxieties about getting into that whole new world. You don't know how working life works, so you get a few into it.
Yeah, and every working environment is different. So many organizations, companies, they have different company cultures. Mm-hmm. So it's you will never be able to have an idea of everything. So yes, just try.
And how can I find an internship?
The search for an internship doesn't really, in my eyes, differ from job search. So yes, of course, job portals are great. So you know the big ones, but there are so many different job portals. Mm-hmm. So for example, at CareerPoint, we have our own job portal where HR managers from companies and organizations send us their advertisements because they are looking for students from Unihina. And there are job portals for so many fields of work, and we can have a talk on this to find out which field do you want to work in. And yes, you can try job portals. That's a great opportunity.
And of course, we're gonna link some of them in the show notes.
Yeah, you can use job portals, but before you can find a job, you need to reflect on yourself where and what you want to search for. So ask yourself, what do you want to do and what are you capable to do right now? This is so important. So what can you do right now? What are your priorities? What would you like to do?
Yeah. And when I'm searching for an internship, what's your advice? To what should I pay special attention so it's going to be beneficial for my future career?
I really, really don't like the idea and the ambition that everything you do in life, every internship needs to be beneficial for your career. And I'm sharing this idea with my colleagues. You know, what's career? I mean, it's your path, it's your way in life. So even if you do an internship and it's not this beneficial for your career, it's beneficial in the end for your personal development. So in my opinion, my advice is think less about your career, think more about yourself. So when you feel like this is exactly what I dream of, this is what I want to do, do it. And I know this is kind of romantic, but yes.
And then after the university, after finishing my studies, maybe I did some internships. How do I find then a place of work? And in the best case, how do I find my dream job?
Yes, great question. We talked about that before. What's a dream job? So.
And who even dreams about working?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't have this great idea to find your dream job. But it helps a lot if you same for internships and jobs and set your priorities right. So reflect on yourself. What's your priorities, like financially, time-wise, health-wise? And what's your situation right now? Because what my priorities are right now can differ so much from what they are next year. So what's your priorities right now? What do you want to do? What are you capable to do? And then set your priorities right. And then use job portals and network. And I know this is a tough one, networking. Me, personally, I never thought being a networking person. But right now, I feel comfortable with kind of my network because so many people ask me, do you have an idea? Or I'm asking people, do you have an idea for this and that? And I get in contact with people I knew for so many years and worked together or studied together, or we were both in the same student group, etc. So it's, for me, networking is not this idea of uncomfortable small talk on a career event, a business event where you have your champagne or your coffee and you need to talk. And for me, that's not networking. Networking for me is, and that's what I learned over the past years, is surrounding yourself and talking and being with people that are passionate about the same things that you like, that share your ideas, that share your values.
Yeah.
And for me, it's a lot about volunteering as well, about your values. If you're together with people that share your values, it's so easy, it's so natural, and you start to connect with people, you start to talk to people, and then maybe you have an idea for a project or to work together, and maybe you meet each other in different contexts, etc. So do volunteer work. That's my advice for everything. Now, yeah, student groups and activities. It can also be sport or music or whatever. And that's one side of networking. And I would just like to add LinkedIn, because in Germany, LinkedIn isn't this common as it is abroad. I have friends from abroad that found their jobs through LinkedIn and who are surprised that in Germany, not everyone is on LinkedIn. If you like, and if you feel open to it, why not trying a LinkedIn profile? There you can, yeah, enter into this bubble maybe of a field of work and just read articles that people are publishing and just follow them and read what they do. You don't need to be connected to them, so you don't need to know them. You can only read articles and just be kind of passive reader. You don't need to share your activities, and it's just great to connect, to read, to comment maybe, and then maybe you've also find job positions. But yes, even though it's a great way,
so it's a good way to for that orientation, and then maybe some more will involve.
But what's important to me for all of this, for applying and for job search and also for LinkedIn, the most important is that you feel fine with it. Mm-hmm. So be authentic. If you're not the person for LinkedIn, then yes, you don't need to do it. If you're not networking, okay, then that's it. There is a position for everyone, and not everyone needs to be outgoing and self-confident and a good speaker, right? So, yeah.
And as a career starter, I may ask myself, what actually defines a job that is suitable for my career entry, and how can I find one of these jobs?
For me, a good job for job entry is when you feel comfortable and you feel like I'm the right person for this position. Because when you feel confident with this idea, you can convince HR managers. And of course, wording is important. So pay attention to what the job ads use for wording. So like junior positions are so much better fitting for a job entry than senior positions, because you have a bit less responsibilities and job entry is made easier. You have training and induction, and same is for trainee programs and traineeship. Same is for like traineeships, where you really have a good induction, where you can see all departments of a company. Yeah. And so junior and trainee positions as well are positions where there's usually good training and induction, and you learn an incredible amount about business organization and about communication at the beginning of the job. So that's great for job entry. And yes, positions as parental leave replacements may also be a good opportunity, because they're not for long, sure, but you gain professional experience and you can build your network and you can switch to another more attractive position after. Yeah, that's possible. So why not? So I really recommend to use job portals. There are so many job portals in Germany, like city-state specific, industry specific, and so many more. And if you need assistance with that, we'd be happy to help.
Thanks. So then let's say I did find a job and I want to apply, but then how do I know how a successful application looks like if I never applied before?
Yes, well, we could never tell you if application documents are successful or not, but there are standards, there are basics, of course, there's a framework. So maybe use our samples on our website. They are free for download. You will find them in the show notes. Yes, there are samples. What a German in Germany, so pay attention to where you apply for a job, because like in America and in Germany, the standards differ.
Uh-huh.
And from your home country, maybe. So yes, if you like, feel free to use our samples so you know how a CV should normally be structured. And yes, if you like, get feedback. You can get feedback by us. Come and yeah, we could have a look and check if one could maybe set the priorities in the CV a bit differently and what we could highlight and, yeah, stuff like that. I mean, people often think that only the cover letter has to be individualized for every application, but it's not. It's also the CV. So the CV doesn't change so much, but you can, accordingly to the position you apply for, you can individualize it a bit and prioritize more like buzzwords and focuses. Yes, that's maybe interesting. And yes, what I would just like to say is over the past years while working with recruiters, what I learned is that there's no right and wrong. Of course, there are some standards, but there are so many topics like application photo where everyone says something different. There are so many people who say, yes, of course, no, not at all, I don't want a photo. So there's no right and wrong. It differs so much. It depends on so many factors. You never know who will read your application. Is it an AI, an artificial intelligence, who will check your application before? Which person reads it? And you never know. Most important here as well, stay authentic. And yes.
Always a great advice.
Yes, and I know it's a privileged advice, I know, but it's true, because if you enter a job and you haven't been authentic, then that's not healthy, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So with my application, when I'm still unsure, I can come to the career point and you can give support. I believe that gives a lot of security.
Yes.
While applying. That's great. And then maybe my application was successful, hopefully, and I get invited to a job interview.
Mm.
And as a career starter, of course, I didn't do anything like that before. How can I prepare for it?
Yes, well, of course, there may be a perceived power imbalance that make people nervous because they feel like a job interview is like an exam and HR managers are asking very difficult questions.
Scary.
Yes, it can be scary, but yes, the labor market changed so much over the past years, and the companies and organizations, they invite you also to find out if you fit into the company. And you should also try to find out if that's the right place for you to work in. Yeah. So try to focus less on this exam situation, but more on your intuition, like to find out, do I feel great with this situation? Does this position, is it my potential position for my future? So maybe this could be my place to work 6 to 8 hours every day in my future. Yeah. So ask questions about the tasks you will have. And that can also be fun in a job interview. It's interesting. And you don't need to learn by heart the whole website of the company. It's not about that. It's about interest, about talking, about the tasks, about the position. And if you don't feel good after the job interview, that you feel like they didn't treat me well, I would not recommend to work there, because it says so much about the culture in this company. So once again, this topic of intuition and self-reflection.
And can I maybe train these interview situations to prepare for it?
Yes, of course. I mean, every job interview is sort of a training. So maybe while studying, you applied for student jobs or for internships. Mm-hmm. That's already a good training. But also, if you like, you can come and see us and can have a job interview simulation.
Oh, wow.
And you will meet a trainer that you don't know before, and then you will get feedback and you can bring a job ad you applied for, and then we could train that and give feedback. Because when you train yourself, when you have a job interview training with your parents or your best friends, we can give you feedback that's maybe a bit different from what your parents or your best friends would say. Mm-hmm. So because we don't know you before. Yeah. So maybe this could be help as well.
What's about a job that have disadvantages? Like maybe the payment or a limitation or a longer way to work or something. Mm. Or even the other way around, the conditions are great, but the job itself, not so great. How can I choose? What's your advice in such a tricky situation?
I'm sorry, Lara, I don't know an answer.
Oh, that's a pity.
I mean, there's no right and wrong. Everyone does set his or her priorities differently. It's such an individual decision, and I can make it for you. Because set your priorities right. So what's important right now, financially, time-wise, health-wise? I said that before, and it differs from time to time. So maybe in this particular situation, that's the job you would love to do, but the finances, payment is not the greatest, but it's okay for you. And maybe in another situation, you really need the money. You're not in the position to accept the job. That's great, but that's not well paid. So everyone decides differently, and that's great. So listen again to what your heart says and set your priorities. Yeah. There's no right and wrong.
Yeah, it's always individual, I
guess.
Yes,
sorry for that.
And is there anything that international applicants should note especially?
Yes, there is. Unfortunately, and I'm a bit sad to say so, but there's still this language barrier.
Yeah.
I mean, I know a lot of internationals come here and learn German. That's awesome. Because if you have your studies and you graduate and you fluently speak German, it opens so many doors to you. If your language skills are not the best in German, I mean, and you need to find a job where you can speak English, it's harder. Especially in Jena and the surroundings in small companies, it's hard because the working language isn't English.
Yeah.
That's a fact. I would be happy if it wasn't, but it is. But of course, if you only speak English, you also can find a job. Maybe the big players, the big companies have this working language of English. You will also find in job portals, you will find a lot of job ads that are in English. And when the job ad is in English, that's perfect. So then you can apply in English. Because what I recommend is, if you're not capable to follow a job interview in German, the whole interview, then you shouldn't apply in German. Because some create application documents with help from friends in German.
Okay.
They are fine. They apply. They go to the job interview. And then they say, oh, I'm sorry, but could we switch to English right now? That's sad. And that's not respectful. That's the point. It's not respectful towards the HR managers, because an application process is a lot of time. It costs a lot of energy for both sides. So it's not respectful to say it later. So be transparent. If you feel confident with it, you can also be transparent about your future plans. So about returning to your home country or to staying in Germany, because employers may ask you what your plans are. And if you know that for the next 5 or 10 years you want to work in Germany, then tell them. And also your visa status. It's important to note this, to state this on your CV.
Uh-huh.
So I can directly see, okay, she or he will be here in Jena in Germany for the next month. And yes, and even if you're here for an Erasmus semester, only for 6 months, then be transparent. Just tell them, I'm here, I would like to do my internship. I would have the student job and then I will return to my home country. That's fine. So it helps so much with planning, and that's respectful. Yes.
And then finally, we heard a little bit or even a lot about what the Career Point offers, like the trainings, like consultation to check the application. That sounds very helpful. What else does the Career Point offer if I want to deal with that topic of career entry, or I want to deal with it more?
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, I already talked a lot about our offer, so please just check our website or the Career Uni Jena app. There you have all our career events. So we have a lot of career events, like where we invite recruiters, HR managers, and people that just share their experience, that give tips and advice, and yeah, sort of behind the scenes. We also have lectures in presence. We have crash courses. We give feedback. We have coaching sessions, as I said, and we also organize together with communications of the university and Envision. We have this job fair once a year. So there are so many events you can attend. And of course, they are all for free for students from Jena. Wow. And yes, you're welcome.
Ah, thank you. It sounds like a very helpful service.
We always try to find something interesting. Yes. And yeah, I thank you so much, Laura, for having had me here representing the Career Point. And I've enjoyed it very much. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you, Verena, for letting us know about the great offers of the Career Point. It was a pleasure to talk to you. And to our listeners who are looking or applying for a job right now, we wish you very good luck with that and hope you listen to us in the next episode again. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.